I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs Mitch Holtis with a little game preview for the Chiefs' first preseason game against the Arizona Cardinals. Mitch, we've been up here in St. Joe at training camp. Watch these guys come out, work really hard. What are you excited about seeing on Saturday against the Cardinals?
I want to see if the guys that have stood out here over the last couple of weeks, two, 3 weeks, and see what they'll do in game-type situations. Offensive line, to me, is the first story here. It's always been mix and match, even through OTAs, even through this camp. You're playing a defense, which has always prided itself on being a pressure kind of defense in Arizona. They have a new defensive coordinator. Todd Bowles left to be the head coach of the Jets. Hadn't been a real good week for him. But you have a new DC that kind of wants to show what he's got. So I do think that there'll be challenges for the offensive line, whether it's the first, second, or third unit.
I know Coach Reed said after practice on Wednesday that the first team would go the first quarter, the second team would go second quarter into the third, and the third team guys will take from the third quarter on. What do you want to see? I know the play calling is going to be pretty vanilla here early. They want to see them play fast. But what do you want to see from this first team offense?
Well, you'd like to see them maintain a drive and go down and score. It was during the week, you mentioned Wednesday, worked on the two-minute offense. That's something we can talk about in subsequent weeks. For this team to jump up and get where it wants to be, the two-minute offense needs to be better. Need to get touchdowns in the 2 minute. The group that they've had is Allen, Fulton, Morse, Grubbs, Fisher. How does that group do? Are they getting pushed back? Are they winning the line of scrimmage? How will they do if you go minimum protection or slightly minimum protection because you have all these weapons now? You want to turn the horses loose, but to do that, you must protect.
90 guys on this roster right now. The majority of those young guys are going to get the snaps on Saturday against the Cardinals. Who are some of the younger guys that you're looking forward to get out there watching that maybe have flashed a little bit at training camp and throughout OTAs?
Charkhandrick West comes to mind, the third running back. He really has been impressive. And I think, you know, with the more you put on the table for him, the more he likes it. So I would be stunned if he doesn't play well in a game. Another guy that comes to mind is, some of the receiver core. Frankie Hammond Jr. has had a good camp. Kenny Cook, guys like that, how do they respond in a game-type situation? Then on the defensive side, I would say a Justin March, a guy that's come out of nowhere from Akron and has had not only good OTAs, but he's been better in camp than OTAs.
What will be a successful night in Arizona for you? What do you want to see from this team? So when you leave, say, I feel pretty good about this.
Well, first is to stay healthy. I mean, that's always the paramount thing. You don't want to lose anybody in these games for any significant amount of time, and consistency. Both sides of the ball, special teams. I'd like to see some explosiveness in the return game and some takeaways from the defense.
It's going to be fun to watch these guys. We've seen them out here working hard. It's going to be fun to see them get out there and hit somebody in a different colored helmet. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.